summer's here, and it's too hot outside for us nerds. We'll tell you what anime to watch while you laze about indoors. And oh yeah, we got some Dragon Ball Z Super Fingers to give away! Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Oh,
we're back after the 4th of July.
Indeed. Yes.
Happy belated 4th of July.
Happy American holiday. Ever.
Or it's like the most hellish day in the world for dogs. My dog was so scared the whole time. It was the worst also holiday ever.
Yes. But we did have AX.
We did have AX weekend. And it was fun, and we weren't here to share it with you guys. And we'll talk a little bit about that if we feel like it later. Thank you for watching the Mighty Otaku. That us. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes looking the wrong camera. And hit thumbs up on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. I'm your host, Chubby Bunny Michelle. You can find me everywhere on the internet at I Am Chubby Bunny. Today we are joined by our usual hosts, starting with Mr. Maxwell.
Oh, see, she spoiled it.
Everyone
knows my name is Maxwell.
Who are you?
Maxwell Song. You can find me at MaxSalts on the everything.
Wow, I almost forgot my name, like Michelle usually does.
Hey,
hey.
I am Yume Warlock. You can find me everywhere on the internet at Yume Warlock.
And today we are joined by very special guest Lauren Markland.
She dabs.
Because you have taught me this thing.
I can't stop.
So Lauren Markland, we can find you on the internet at Saltiest Hime.
That's me.
That's so you and Max are like of the same tribe.
Yeah,
that's true.
Max Salts.
I'm just really
true.
Mad about everything.
Yeah, it's basically people that just play Overwatch, and now that's become their life. And now they have a disdain for humans. That's all.
That's like whatever hit video game it is of the year. That's the where this
playing
comes
video
from.
Games just makes you salty.
It does make you very bitter.
That salt.
I just drink that salt.
Everything.
So Lauren joins us as she is a professional prop fabricator for Universal Studios.
Hey.
So technically NBC Universal, like Universal Studios. She makes scary shit for. Wait, not just scary stuff. You make like normal, not scary stuff.
Yeah, I make Halloween and Christmas. So
oh, shit.
I do joy and horror.
Damn.
Which is
and she cosplays. That's right.
Yes.
Like the rest of us. If you look on our Instagram collectively, we own three. But
I'm sorry, I'm just looking at your pin.
Don't
is that like? Is that like being bound in shit?
My Shibari boy?
Yeah.
Is it a character or just some guy with white hair?
No,
it's just Shibari boy.
Oh, okay. It's not.
If you don't know what Shibari is, it's the Japanese bondage.
Google it when your mom's right behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's a very interesting pin.
Yeah, and that's how we roll, and that's why she's here with us today.
Yeah,
she got that anime cred. Okay, so we are doing a giveaway. We have, should I keep moving it around? We have three figures from Dragon Ball Super. Sorry, I said Dragon Ball Z Super. I fucked up.
It is, it's this one. It's a Mr. Vegeta.
You know you move around. No,
Mr. Beerus.
Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
a one Beerus and a Super Goku.
So what Max is trying to say is we will give you the whole set of three. The Beerus.
The Beerus.
You get Beerus, Goku, and Vegeta. Vegeta.
Vegeta.
Vegetables.
Vegeta.
All you have to do, it's very easy, so don't screw it up. You have to tweet at us, why do you love anime? Tweet from your own accounts. Not a fake account, and tag hashtag the Mighty Otaku and at Bandai America. It's up on the screen right now. Don't mess it up. The Mighty Otaku and at Bandai America. If you do two of those things and answer the question in a sort of human way and are not a robot, you might win. We're going to pick either the best answer or a random answer depending on how good the answers are.
There are two chances. We have two sets.
We have two sets of them.
Two winners possible.
Two winners. We're going to pick at the end of the show, which means you have to wait around to the end of the show to find out who it is.
And just one entry, guys. Don't spam.
Yeah.
But if you do, like, I guess we'll see.
I mean,
we'll see it. Someone's going to check. I guess Yuma's going to
check. Yeah, later. I mean, it's not going to help your chances. So.
All right.
Remember, heartfelt or very funny. We have a very high caliber of tweet cred. So, you know, we only accept the best.
Only accept the best. All right.
Yes, once again, just tag hashtag the Mighty Otaku and tag Bandai America.
Perfecto. Yeah. All right, guys, so we are here to talk about summer anime.
Woo!
Remember that thing that we talk about, that we like?
Yeah, every time there's a new season. So now I'm realizing was like our third one now?
Yeah, because we started off in winter. Yeah,
it's just so weird because it's like either we have like a huge IA, so it just feels like, oh, we talked about winter anime. Now we're just talking about summer anime.
Yeah.
And we always talk about spring in between, obviously.
And actually, I led last time we did a roundup, too. I led the last spring one, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Anyway,
it's
so
fair.
Summer anime. It's not. It is totally
It's
fair.
Fine, Max.
So now, no matter what genre of anime you guys are into, that's right, animus, They pretty much got you covered. It's not a bad season of anime, I've got to say. I was a little bit at first, and then I started looking at other anime on different platforms, and I was like, there's some good shit.
There's some good shit.
There's some good stuff.
You realize that there's more out there than just Crunchyroll sometimes.
Yes,
that's
true.
You have to look real hard sometimes.
We'll talk about that really quickly also. So we'll start with the first one, easy to find. Clean Freak Aoyama-kun, also called Kepeki Danshi Aoyama-kun. This is on Crunchyroll. We're going to play a wee little clip from it so you can get a feel for this sportsu anime.
How wee is it?
It's a wee clip. Whenever you're ready, Anthony.
It's a very sportsy. It's a tangy.
Yes.
it's just great.
It's great.
It says, don't touch me.
So,
look at him go.
He has like a mental disorder.
He's a germaphobe.
He's OCD germaphobe. Yeah. Right, but he plays soccer, which is one of the dirty sports ever.
So charming.
Yeah. I didn't know what to think about this, but this ends up being like really ridiculously funny. I just saw the second episode, and it split up into two different parts. Mm-hmm. And the second one had nothing to do with soccer.
Excellent.
The second one was about...
Oh, wait. This is our spoiler alert right now.
Not really. It's just the second episode. We're going to try really hard
to not spoil any of these, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the memo. So I'm going to spoil... Okay, so, he dies, obviously, like right in the beginning.
He doesn't die.
Just a traumatic soccer accident.
Perfect.
I think it was, like, about smelling towels. It was one whole 15-minute episode of, like, just, like, how great his towels smelled.
What?
But it has nothing to do with sports. That whole episode had nothing to do with soccer. It was just towels. All about cleaning, basically.
I think I like help with sports anime. One problem I think with a lot of them is that, for example, Yamamushi Petal, it's still a great series, but I love the first couple episodes the best because it's about him making friends, and then it's like half and half friendship and sports.
It's
and
when it delves into shonen sports. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it's so. Like. Every episode is like, we're 50 meters away from the finish line. We're 20 meters. It's like every few episodes.
It got a little rough. Yeah. Lauren, do you watch sports anime?
Not even
a little.
Teen boy flexing his abs could get me to be interested in sports anime.
This one looks pretty cute.
It was very funny.
And so that far, there's funny. Not a bunch of... Yeah. I haven't learned anything about soccer yet. Yeah. So
I feel like
this has nothing to do with soccer.
Yeah,
I think
it's not really a sports anime.
This is just a pure comedy about a germaphobe that plays a dirty sport. And it kind of like plays on the shonen tropes.
Unless it takes a turn. I don't know. I haven't seen the manga.
We don't know. We just don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, this doesn't have a manga, right? This is just kind of like an original.
I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
I only saw it, I think, at AX, because I hadn't really heard anything about it. I don't know if there is a manga, but I saw all the cutouts at AX, and I think literally the butt dude that has, like, the ball that bounces and the ass guy was I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, the butt guy is pretty good, and if you don't know what the butt guy is, you're going to find out.
You got to watch
it. And the abs guy, also.
He's very funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think, recommended. I think it's very cute, it's funny, and it has, like, pretty boys in it. But it's not too heavy on the sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next one we're going to, another anime, which is unexpected from Netflix, is Castlevania. And stay with me here. It is technically anime. It's done in a Japanese style, but it's done by American production companies. Let's take a look at this very short clip.
Yeah.
Netflix, too.
Well, it's not a Japanese animation studio, though, right?
No.
It is an American.
It's American.
Yeah.
A savior is needed. I'm definitely Scottish now. Not later, though.
My accents are inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Some of them are okay.
It's like Trans-European-vania, whatever.
It's pan-European.
It's European. Like, that's all you really need to know. Anything like Gothic with vampires, whatever. They have
it's from
glass,
Caucasia.
They have stained glass windows and fancy collars. Like, that's Europe.
It's supposed to be Eastern Europe. You know what? I've always wondered this about Castlevania. What's the Castlevania? Is the town called Castlevania?
No, it's not. No, Castlevania is basically because most of the games that you play are inside a castle. And the Dracula's castle, the way that they explain it here is that it basically moves anywhere in Europe.
Yep.
But it's like basically a mix of castle and Transylvania. So
it's because the Japanese title is like the Devil's Castle Dracula or some shit like that. And that was just not going to fly.
They couldn't put the word devil in a kid's
name. You can't put
a religious connotation. location on the evil blood-sucking monster.
Because, you know, people are going to protest that real quick in America.
So in this vignette of castles.
There are quite a lot of them,
yes. We're going to cover this really quickly. Apparently next week we're going to cover this in depth.
Yes, so next week we will cover this in depth, so just tune back in next week.
That's how impressed we were with this.
Just a quick thing, though. It's a dark medieval fantasy following the Belmont clan trying to save Eastern Europe from the extinction at the hand of that Dracula doe.
Yes.
That Dracula.
Vlad Dracula Tepes.
Starring actors as famous as fuck actors such as Richard Armitage. Hello.
Hey, Thorin.
Hey, Thorin. What's up? He's Trevor Belmont. Dracula is Graham McTavish, who plays Dougal Mackenzie in Outlander and other stuff that no one really cares about.
And he's also in The Hobbit.
Yeah, it's just the Hobbit crew here, guys. Yep. He was Dwalin.
Is it just all the Hobbits?
It's literally everybody now.
Everyone's a Hobbit.
Alucard, Dracula spelled backwards, is James Callis from Battlestar Galactica and Bridget Jones' Diary. More importantly, Austin Land. I love that movie so much.
Yes, he's Gaius Baltar, guys.
Yeah, so it's got a very A-list crew because of that A-list money. Netflix money, I guess.
That Netflix money.
Yeah, that Netflix money.
So we'll see. We'll talk about more next week.
But you guys should all watch it so that we won't spoil it for you.
Absolutely. Yes.
We're going to spoil the shit of it next
week. It's also really short, so you don't have an excuse to like.
Yeah.
It's like four episodes.
It's four solid episodes. Yeah. If you like watching Game of Thrones, you should watch this.
Yeah, it's basically an anime movie, but split into four episodes. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. All right.
Okay, next one. And this category is called, we didn't know this was a niche.
called
knew. Welcome to the Ballroom, also known as Ballroom e Yokoso. We're going to have a little...
Yokoso.
We're going to have a little clip of it here. As soon as our lovely engineer pulls it up, And yes, we are monitoring chat, so
yes,
what's up, guys?
We are monitoring chat, and
make sure you hit that Twitter
with
those hashtags.
Did
anyone
say anything?
Oh, it slipped.
Oh, Stardrew is in chat.
Stardrew,
what's up? You're always here.
It's Nashi's Movie Corner.
Yeah, it's Nashi's Movie Corner.
Here we go. Get ready for some giant eyeballs.
Stardrew said he was going to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh.
We're not going to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh, but I had watched
it. I love the music of this. It's really cute.
I actually really like the animation.
The art style is very good,
too. It's Production IG.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Such as a very little taste of the giant eyeballs. The intensity intensifies.
The thing about this anime is, like, you would think, like, what can be possibly exciting about ballroom dancing? But they make it, like, really shonen.
Yeah.
Like, reading, excellent. Like, the animation they've done with this and going from the manga is, like, pretty accurate, you know? But it's just now that much more intense because you have that music and you have that movement. But, you know, even just reading it on 2D and black and white, it's still very impressive. The writing is really solid, so definitely look out for this one. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be probably one of the more popular ones, for sure. And
yeah, it's already.
And there's going to be a boom of ballroom dancing, for sure.
I mean, it looks interesting. It already, it's funny. Yeah. Like, it's very Art Deco, which is super popular like at the height of ballroom dancing. So it was interesting to see that influence, possible influence, in the animation.
I think it's one of those, like, every season there's, like, one that's just like, oh, we didn't think this one was going to be super huge, and it is, and I feel like this is going to be that one.
Is it the Yuri and Ice of the season?
It is. I feel like every summer there's one, like, this is specifically for people who love body animation.
Yeah.
Body. Is there going to be a guy with abs in this one, too? Here's hoping.
Yokoso. Yes, there will be. There's a lot of that.
So I guess if you guys want to know the plot, it's about a kid who has no life or hobbies and is sad, and then finds ballroom dancing and becomes unsad.
As a typical shonen would.
And then he decides very quickly, suddenly, I'm going to be the best dancer there ever was, even though I don't know the first thing about ballroom dancing.
He gets better.
He does.
But he also doesn't know anything about ballroom dancing.
I mean,
but
you
he
know.
Has a very special talent.
He's got heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just is a prodigy in
some way I can't explain. This, in more ways than one, is the sports anime of the season.
Yeah,
because it's following the shonen sports anime trope. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that I'm good at this thing, but I'm gonna be good at this thing. And you know he's gonna be good at it.
Yeah, because he's the main character, Destiny.
He's actually not that great at it.
Max, don't ruin it.
Oh, gosh. He's just spoiler-free,
dude.
He's not very good at it. Anyway.
All right. And another one in the category of we didn't know this was a niche is Fastest Finger First, which we don't have a trailer for because the trailer was super boring. It was just like their face going past the screen. This anime is about a high school student who discovers the world of quiz shows. And I don't even know that this... I guess it's real, because...
The trivia, the actual idea of, like, the trivia game is,
trivia
like,
competition,
really...
Right?
Yeah. It's actually apparently pretty intense. Yeah, so, I mean, like, people just know facts, like, right off
so
the bat.
Yeah, so he... They do it in shows a lot. And in the first episode, you really get, like... They start to talk about techniques, and you're like, oh, it's going to be shonen as fuck. I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
really.
There's going to be a lot of swoops and a lot of, like, button pressing, I bet, and it's going to be super dramatic. That's how I imagine
just, like,
it
like, the time slowdown scenes are super intense, and everyone is sweaty.
Yeah, yeah, and they're, like, thinking to their head, like, what could... You know, it's about answering, hitting the buzzer before the question is finished, and anticipating what the end of the question is so that you're first hit the buzzer. So it's fastest finger first.
It had a terrible...
When I saw this, I thought that this was going to be, like, the ecchi anime of the season. And then it became... So I actually don't like this show, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think it's super boring.
I'm not really... I know what they're trying to do for it, and it's, like, a comedy, but I... have no interest in trivia.
Like, well, I'm married to the king of trivia. So
yes,
I think it's.
Well, I am not. So,
is this an anime about your husband?
Not quite.
Are you good at games?
The main character does have glasses.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed about it is that it is a little simple. Like, it is very structured, very simply. But I think I just learned some shit in the first episode. I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know about that crap. Yeah, I
like what do you remember it is the question.
I remember that one thing I said while anticipating the answer.
I feel like the president of the club was the most interesting character. Like, I'm going to try to stick through this just because my husband really likes it. But I'm very like, I don't know, guys. How are you going to sell this one to me? You can sell ballroom to me? I don't know about this
one. There's a lot to watch.
But there's just, I don't know.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they are just pressing a button, and it's going to be a lot of button pressing. Mm. But it's not like Yagitake, like Japan, where it was like about baking, but it was like super ridiculous and silly. They haven't really done anything besides it being a trivia thing. If it was like Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like, it's trivia, but in hell... Or, like, in Egypt or whatever, you know, in a fiery pit of dragons. Then I'd be like, yeah, okay, I get that. Like, you know, but I just... There's just so many better anime.
Yeah, I feel like they gotta give me something ridiculous for me to stick through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're trying to trick everyone into learning.
But I don't want to learn.
But I don't want to learn.
But it's just a bunch of useless facts.
Yeah. Like, the people that go out to trivia night and are super serious about it is something I'll never understand, and this will not help me. Well, this just reaffirms how boring I find it. Like, that's just kind of, like, unfortunate. But I don't know. We'll move on. Let's move on.
So that one's also set in the high school, but then we have the category of what's going to be my high school romance / comedy?
Yes.
And I think this season's going to be Tsure Tsure Children.
Yes.
For some reason, when you watch the anime, the Romanized letters are Tsure Tsure, and I don't know why they put a D instead of a Z. But Tsure Tsure Children, would you guys like to talk about Tsure Tsure Children and why it's so great and cute?
It's great and cute because it follows, like, basically a classroom of characters, and they all have, like, these different pairings and relationships, and the way that they... So it's, like, it's actually a four coma, right? So it's, like, broken up to chapters, and these characters basically are, I guess, like, caricatures of, like, different tropes of other people in relationships.
They're all the protagonists, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So, just the way that they, like, portray everything, and just the way that they organize the pairings, it's basically not, like, they're always in love. It's, like, people trying to find love, and they're in different degrees, and they're seeing all the their friends and their relationships, and, like, how they're doing, and, like, what their crushes are. And it's just, it really, like, I guess it harnesses adolescent relationships, but in a cute and funny way that's actually relatable and not just cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It's like making all this slice of life stuff something that, you know, like even an adult can watch and be like, oh, that's really cute and that's really fun. And those are some really well developed characters instead of it just being like, oh, senpai.
Yeah. I feel like each...
And you do have that character, but she's like lovable, you know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they've made every interaction of like the to-be or will-be couples or current couples, like, all of them are very endearing. And I think just in general, like, because the character design is very specific, each of one of them look very different, it's very easy to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Because I feel like last season, there were a couple that, like, oh, high school love, but all of the characters look the same. Like,
just have different hair
God, like, Tsuki ga kirei. Yeah, like, everybody looked the same. Everybody had brown or black hair. And I was like,
boring.
This is, I know they're going for realism, but I can't tell anybody apart.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
I need a pink-haired girl,
so,
please.
For anybody out there, there, that is the reason why they have different colored eyes and hair in anime, so you can tell people apart.
Dun, 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 dun.
Also, the character designs are also pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell all of us apart. Look at us. We're all very different hair colors.
Yeah, and now you can tell.
People mistake me for her all the time, though. It's really irritating.
Which is weird.
So this one's cute. I would say recommended. I think it's good. Yeah. It's really overall good. Is it short?
It's short, too, right?
It's like a mini one?
12 minutes? 13 minutes?
I don't know. Perhaps I don't think so.
Or is that just a pilot?
I think it's just a four coma thing.
Feel like it was short? Because, it was like a bunch of little vignettes.
Yeah, because they're basically little, like, joke situations, and it's every little, like, switches between one joke to another joke to another joke.
So, recommended. Give it a shot. I think it's good.
It's super short. Yeah. It's really
it's
fun.
It's very short.
Yeah. It's very cute.
And if you're interested in a high school life anime with a twist, we've got the thing for you. Centaur's Life is what it is called. We have this lovely picture here. Because the trailer was garbage. this is on Crunchyroll, just debuted last Saturday. And it's slow AF, but it's really cute and weird.
It's weird.
It's exactly weird.
It's exactly what you think it is. It's about... Yeah. What do you think it's about? It's a centaur.
It's about a centaur's
who's a girl,
life, I would assume.
And she's a high school student.
Oh my God,
and her
really?
Life with other kind of mythological creatures, devils and angels and stuff
demons
like that.
Demons and like cat girls.
They don't go into like every single kind of mythological beast. In the first episode, they actually set down like a structure of their reality, like the history of why there are no humans, they're just these people because evolution went a certain way. And I was like, damn, they actually explained that.
Yeah,
so
in like a
surprised.
Really good, surprising way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also got this dystopian sort of twist, and that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
This is cutesy, but
yeah, they have this weird, like, prejudiced society in a weird way. It's like they're all trying to be like, you know, like, we're the race of blankety blinks, and you know, there's always kind of a little weird tension.
Wow, I did not pick up on any of that.
Yeah. It's in the beginning.
I guess.
It's before all the kids happen.
I guess I missed that part.
It's like the whole thing is they're just like, you know, I wish I were a centaur, or I wish I were a blankety blank for this characteristic. And then you start realizing that it's like, oh, they really care about what their physicality is, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still in the weird, like, high school slice of life, like, your boobs are so big,
Like, everyone wants to get with Hime, which is the name of the centaur. Her name is Princess Hime.
Did you guys like it?
I think it was... I've read the manga, like, a long time ago.
I read the manga a long time ago, too.
And I was just like, what is this shit? Oh, I'll fucking read this. This is cute as fuck. And
then it stopped eventually.
Yeah, and then, like...
Just abruptly.
Stopped. But I think it's cute. I don't think it's, like, the best one of the season at all.
I think it's interesting.
But I'm
going to
keep watching it.
But I also don't feel like it's interesting enough to keep my...
Yeah, because I watched it, and it's cute, but I feel like, but is it cute enough for me to, like, invest another episode? I mean, to be fair, I will.
They're 25 minutes.
I watch at least, like, 3 episodes of every anime that comes out, and...
Oh, look at me. I watch all... No, I'm just kidding.
sorry that you can't be cool like me, Max, and watch everything all the time.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
But yeah, I think it's cute. If you're just slightly interested in a centaur girl having a high school life, just fucking watch it. I mean, go on.
Yeah.
How many centaur anime
Who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like that, right?
And to be fair, this is different than the horse
girls,
Derby Girls, which is a whole different thing. That's a whole high school of just centaur girls.
And that blew
and
up.
It's a game. It's not an anime, I don't think, yet.
So. No, it's
but
not.
It's,
but
it's
it will
probably
be.
Going to be.
But it's definitely going to be.
Hold your horses for that one.
Because Idols, Derby Girls, Slice of Life,
different things.
Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have this stuff, too. I'm just saying.
And then I think, you know, watch it, don't watch it, Centaurs.
It's up to you.
So this next one is, I put it as the best short anime that I saw this season because...
I didn't see a lot of short anime at all.
I think it's the best, but I didn't ask you guys' opinion. It's called Aho Girl, and Aho doesn't mean asshole, even though it sounds like it. It means like idiot.
Idiot.
So it's idiot girl. Let's take a look. She loves fucking bananas.
She loves fucking bananas.
She's so stupid.
I just...
Oh, the voice actor for the guy, I think he's the same guy as Nozaki-kun.
Oh.
Which is why I like him so much. He's just like, you fucking idiot. Shut up.
There's a lot of domestic abuse happening.
He is my favorite character.
But he's funny,
really
though.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like she's really dumb, and she also, like, imposes herself
on him. Yeah, and she pushes him to, like, his edge, and he's just like, you're so stupid, I have to stop you, or else your stupidness is going to affect the whole school kind of thing. And I think it's really cute. It's yeah. She basically really likes him and is always like eating bananas and it's just
oh god, like, I hate her.
Oh, of course you do.
I hate her so much.
I don't think she's you're supposed to like her though. I think you're supposed to just like the comedy of the other characters around her. You confuse.
It's I don't know how to describe it. It's like, not really funny. I've read the manga and I've watched this and it's even more annoying with the voice in it. And there's some funny scenes, but like all the characters are just so stupid or it's like so kind of weirdly mundane. Like I've seen this before. Yeah. I've seen this 100 times before and I don't need another dumb girl. And dumb girl anime where it's like she just dumbs on everyone else. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The dumbness spreads.
The mom was good.
The mom's great because yeah. The mom is the filter where like, you know, she's the reality. Yeah. She's the reality of like, no, you need to marry her because if you don't marry her, no one else wants her.
I thought that was the point of the show actually was that the idiot girl isn't really like whatever, but I think it's more about like the mother's funny because she's having to react to this completely stupid girl. Mm-hmm. The boy is funny because he's just like, if I take care of her, I'm gonna be annoyed all the time, but if I don't, she's gonna die probably.
Yeah.
And then like the new girl who meets her and is like, what the fuck is her problem? Oh my god, like she really doesn't know what I'm saying. Like it's kind of, I think it's that like the straight man and the funny man.
I think like comedy. Me personally, I thought it was pretty funny and I watched the second episode because it came out today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the like just kind of level of ridiculousness of all the girls around this dude who's just basically exasperated is pretty funny. But I get what you're saying. Like, yes, it's been done.
It just wears.
But I do enjoy it.
It wears down on you only because like now it has animation, now it has a voice, so it's like things are even more annoying. but I do have to say the other characters are really way more interesting than her herself because I feel like she's also so dumb that it's like at this point. I understand she's a device, but only as a device, and there's nothing interesting about her. So there's no development for her at all. She's just dumb the whole time. So,
she's just the worst.
I'd say I think it's like a good chuckle, but like it's not really super that funny. Not to me, anyway.
Not to Max. Max is
there's
heartless.
Just so much. There's just so much better things to watch. I would watch Suizuri Children.
Yeah, same. If you're gonna spend 12 minutes watching something,
watch that instead.
And then we have a couple of additions by Max. But Max, what does this link go to?
The Fate Apothica trailer.
Okay. Do you want to take a look at the Fate Apothica trailer real quick? It's number
Apothica.
9.
Apothica. Yeah, we can just play a little bit of it. This one is like 30 seconds, and it's super short.
So this is part of the Fate series, right?
Yes.
Explain Fate to me. I know it started as a dating game, and then what?
So Fate is actually a very old visual novel game.
Okay.
What happened was that Tite Moon, who, you know, like kind of were popular for these visual novel stories, started making this series called Fate. It's basically people that are their masters and servants, and they're trying to get the Holy Grail that will basically grant any wish you want. Mm-hmm. The servants are basically old heroes from myth and legend and history that come to life as like these powerful mythical beings.
Mm.
And they basically battle against each other to get the Holy Grail. Mm. And that's usually the story. However, this is a spin-off.
But there's a whole bunch of Fate
animes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah,
a different one? Are they connected? Are they not connected?
Have you never like watched any of the Fate animes?
Okay, I've somehow avoided it.
We can literally have a whole season of that.
I'm good.
I mean, a whole episode just dedicated to that. But
there are some really bad ones.
Yay! This one's a good one.
Pretty good.
There are some pretty bad Fate anime.
What are you talking about? Go ahead, tell me. What Fate anime is that?
We've only got 16 minutes, guys.
We're not going to argue about Fate.
That's what I thought.
So tell us why you like this iteration of Fate.
I like this because it's actually based off the manga. I read the manga, pretty big fan of it. They have interesting characters, and usually what they do is they have seven servants, and they all one at a time fight each other, but this is really more of like a war between two factions. Basically Romanians and everyone else, the Mage Association or whatever. But there's sort of like this conspiracy underneath it. You kind of see these really interesting systems. You see like the animation is actually pretty good. Tite Moon didn't do it this time, unfortunately, because I don't know. They're too busy doing Token Rambu, actually.
See, okay. Let's talk about Token Rambu. Like, it's UFO Table's doing the animation?
UFO Table, sorry.
So it's really pretty, but man, is it boring.
It's so boring.
Like, it's one of those, like, it's obviously, like, based, like, adapted from a game, but it's one of those, like, here are all these references that if you didn't play the game, you have no idea what's happening in it.
Like, episode one shouldn't have 20 new characters. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. No, just try with two and a half.
There was three.
Well, no, that was just the main cast.
It's like your starter characters, but there's so many of them.
Right.
But there was like like in Spring where it was the same. It was like some JRPG based one where it's just like, here are all these references to this game if you played it. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't play it, so I don't care about this. Yeah,
I played it because Sword Boys was popular and I wanted to know what the hell it was about. But it's actually just like the Ship Girls. It's the same game.
It's the same thing.
It's just basically a collection of characters. This one is a little different because they only focus on 6 characters as opposed to like the 37 characters that they have. That's a number right off the top of my head, but I'm sure I'm pretty close. But basically, it's very well animated. It is a little slow. You guys watch the second episode?
I haven't. It was so boring. It's like I'm struggling. It's on my queue.
It's enough if you like Shonen and you like everything that UFO Table has done, which is actually the Fate series, Unlimited Blade Works, and Fate Zero, which are the two popular ones.
Yeah, Fate Zero, Unlimited Blade Works, I like those two.
Yeah, well, so the only one that you don't like is the original one.
That one sucks so bad.
That is the original one, though. It's so dated. You can't compare it.
So Tinashe's Movie Corner was like another Fate movie or anime? And I was like, yeah, exactly. And he said he will argue Fate all day.
I will argue Fate
so
all day.
So at some point, we will probably do some Fate.
We will definitely do Fate. All I'm saying is that the way that it's starting now for the first few episodes that I've seen, I really like it. The animation is actually not UFO Table quality, but still pretty good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like really interesting action. Sound design is pretty good. Characters are very interesting, and they get only more interesting.
Aren't
like. Well, like Spartacus comes out, and he's just the dude that's basically gray and was wearing belts. Like, he was wearing 4 belts or whatever, and he...
Oh, there was, like, a guy with a gun. I was confused. I'm like, I thought they were all swords, though.
No. The masters
they're just,
are...
They're just dudes?
No, the masters are actually mages. So
what is the premise of this goddamn show?
It's basically about magicians fighting each other.
It's magicians fighting.
It's magicians fighting each other in a more realistic way.
Got it.
So, yeah, I'd say watch that. There's also Gundam Twilight Axis, which is part of the Gundam series, but it's more of the original based on the Universal Century, which is, like, the main storyline. So it's, like, a continuation of that, and it has
more Gundam moves.
Actually, I was going to say, I read something, like, some history of Gundam article recently where they were talking about how, like, when Gundam first came out, just a cartoon, it flopped. But then Bandai made the toys, and those, like, flew off the shelves. Mm. And that is why we have so many Gundams.
Thanks, Bandai.
Yeah! Thanks for my Gundams.
And then you mentioned the dark psychological anime is one that I forgot about, actually. I really wanted to see it.
I did not watch this.
So do you want to
Kakigurui
Compulsive Gambadudu. Let's take a look at this trailer.
This is the opening, which I was super impressed by.
All right. Is it the fruit ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, this anime looks goddamn insane. If you look at the trailer too,
this looks beautiful.
It's, the trailer's insane as well.
All right, I might watch this.
Yeah, I know.
So is this only on the internet?
This is on the internet.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's nothing.
This is what you have to search for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty. It's kind of like Edo. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I watched the first episode and watched the trailers. Is that it's kind of like high school girls or high school where they all gamble, right?
Yeah.
So instead of like. We're going to be the best at sports. They're going to we're going to be the best at gambling because we can read each other and learn all these skills and battle each other in that
this
way.
This isn't like, but we're friends now. Like, we've battled together and I've shown in power. Yeah. It's literally... Like these are basically
they're
like
each other. Is that what,
these are like the elite of the elite. So basically the way that they... the system of this school is that they bet basically their parents' money and the money that they have. And so they exert power over like each other's families, and they're basically the little surrogates. Whoever is the top one, who's like the class president in this series, is basically the top of society.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, it's
that was really cute. They're like literally had the word hell
I think
come
like
down.
The that's really pretty. The artwork of this and the characters design is gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
Yeah. So if you guys want to find it on the internet, look on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we forgot to mention like where you could find all these ones. Mostly Crunchyroll, except for. excuse me, Welcome to the Ballroom, which is going to be, you know, the smash hit of the season. You actually can find that on Amazon right? What are they calling it? Something anime?
Anime Strike.
Which is a new thing they launched last February or January.
Because anime's getting real hot right now.
It's like you have your Amazon Prime membership, and then you have to pay an extra $4.95 a month.
To get it, yeah. Which is ridiculous, Amazon.
Come on, I already pay like $10 for Prime, even though you do give me
Amazon, I'd pay, like, seriously, I pay for so many subscription service, just include the damn anime on your
Spent so much money on Amazon.
Yeah, it's like, you guys
just
own
give
my
me some
whole,
anime.
My whole house is just
just real quick, Tokuya says Gundam Axis is an insult and episode one is horrendous.
this is
what?
Serious.
I thought it was okay.
Oh man.
Okay, it's a little weird. It's definitely way out of the bounds of like what I would usually see as a setup for a Gundam series, but it's like, it's got me interested enough, at least in the first episode. I haven't even seen the second episode, so we might, like, unfortunately, if you're not super into, like, the full history of the Universal Century, like, old-school Gundam story, like, plus Unicorn and plus, like, you know, all the other stuff, it's like, it's going to be hard for you to get into it.
I think it's hard if you started in, like, with Gundam in a certain Gundam, and then they go back to other ones that you don't like or didn't grow up with. It's really hard.
Like, I grew up with Gundam Wing. That was, like, my...
So did everybody else.
Gundam Wing. Yeah, no, it was basically Gundam
Wing. Tsunamis.
Yeah. Tsunamis. Tsunamis. But then it's like I've watched every other iteration, and then I've tried to go back to the original like Gundam story with Unicorn and all that, and it's just like, man, there's so much history behind it. And there's so much material that you actually cannot access. There's a ton of movies that you can't even watch because they didn't even release it or is subbed or anything at all.
Damn.
Anyway, so yeah. Well, yeah, that's so your opinion.
These are the things we recommend. And actually, really quickly, so while we talk about this, Yume is going to pick a winner from Twitter, if you can.
If I can.
If you can. If not,
let
just
me pull it out.
Okay. These
two winners.
So we're going to need two winners. But while she's looking for that, really quickly, just some garbage fire anime that you should goddamn avoid. Like, we're not even going to tell you what it's really about, but just real quick... Fox Spirit Matchmaker? Oh. What the hell,
Trench? Oh, my God.
Why did you license that garbage?
The character design is... some of the worst I've ever
seen. Okay, so it's this is so like bad. This weird, like, China trying to come into, like, animation and stuff because they do a lot of webtoons. I'm pretty sure this is where it comes from. So it's like this culture of webtoons that they're trying to, like, translate into basically Japanese anime from China, and kudos to you for trying to develop stuff for your country.
But this is not the way to do it.
The other one that these guys did was that that Spirit.
Oh, God. The one from last season
that we all hated?
I'm some guy who's just really crazy.
No, I'm dead.
X's over his eyes. It's bullshit. It was some, like, it was some, like, 90s ripoff.
Yeah, it's just like, anime. Get it. But you guys need to, like, up your production value if you want your stuff not to be just ridiculed.
Just avoid it. I got confused because it had a fox, like a cute fox girl on the cover, and I was like, oh, this might be good.
The opening is so misleading because you think it's going to be, like, fantasy. And it's, like, not. It's modern, and there's monks in business suits, but they're also still terrible. Monk outfits.
Yeah.
It's very bad. 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
I don't know if you guys also watched this other series on Crunchyroll. It's called 18 If.
I did not see that.
They should have called it Boring AF.
Okay, so this is like, I got very excited when this started to open because it looked very like Phantasy Star Online, Vaporwave, Dreamcast, realness, and then it just got, the animation is very bad.
There's a lot of like, you've been tricked things.
They bamboozled me.
I got hella bamboozled.
There's a lot of bamboozling with that one.
Is there any
one.
Other terrible anime you guys?
Not terrible, but I just realized that there's a new No Game No Life coming out.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Why is there so much? I mean, there's another show that we haven't talked about. I can't remember the name of it. That's also like, I've fallen into a fantasy world. From reality.
You know what? Like, let's talk about robots and knights or whatever.
I love that one.
Knights
and Magic is really
good. Oh, it's so good. Because it's like, so basically, it's not I fell into. The guy used to work as like a salaryman for like a game development place.
He was like a programmer.
And then he dies and gets reborn into this little kid who wants to control these like robot knight mechs in this fantasy world. And they move through the first episode, so there's like 6 years jumps, like three years.
There's like a bunch of like character stuff that they just totally cut out. Which it does actually work better, but like the main thing is just the fact that he is, like, basically an otaku who just likes mechs, and then all of the magic that he's creating is programming for him. So it's, like, they've integrated kind of all of this, like, you know, modern idea, like, into what magic is, and they've created a really interesting world, and the animation is really good, too. So if you really like mech anime, yeah. or, like, mech knight anime, it like, it's
I,
good one. It's
I like, really liked it, and I highly recommend yeah. it.
It's kind of, it feels very much like Escaflowne a little bit.
It does, you know? It does. Oh. But without the whole, like, I fell into the world, and I fell into it. He definitely yeah. is just, like, reborn into it, and then they just don't talk about the real world after that.
That's nice. Yeah. I kind of yeah. hate that, I think. All right, do we have any winners, do you think?
All right.
We get so again, two sets of
we
all three.
Two
of them.
Sets. Okay. Well, Tanashi says, "I love anime for the stories, characters, and art styles. When I was depressed, it gave me comfort."
Aww.
Give that man.
So Tanashi,
you get a set. So we're gonna.
You are getting a set.
Yeah. How we're gonna contact you guys is we're gonna message you on Twitter. So keep them. We're gonna have to friend you first and then message you.
DMs open. Yeah.
Keep them DMs open.
Here's another one: Fugitive Color. Anime makes normal life outrageously fantastic and inspires me to be the most fantastic human I can be.
Aww. That's another good one.
So, Tanashi and Fugitive Color, you guys are the two winners, and we will message
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations!
We'll message you after the show.
After the show, because we're on the show now. And then, real quick, we have a couple extra minutes to stop talking about terrible things. We'll talk about good things. You guys, we were all at Anime... Max was kind of a not that Anime Expo. Most of us were at Anime Expo. What were some things you guys saw that you thought were like, holy shit, I had no idea it was going to be so big?
All of it?
Oh my god.
Just the amount of people. Like, which is fine.
What's your first AX, right?
Oh, no. I've been doing AX for, like, 5 years. Oh, okay.
She used to do Artist Alley.
I'm usually in Artist Alley, which I will say seemed to be much better organized than it was last year. They actually had air conditioning on. There's a lot of artists, which was good, but also, you know, like, if you're vending, it's kind of...
It's very crowded. Yeah, but they did make the aisles bigger, and it wasn't 100 degrees on there.
Yeah, and the crowd control was much better than it was last year. Yeah. So, Artist Alley...
It's still in a parking lot.
Yeah, still in a parking lot. Get it out of the parking lot.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that, guys.
It's the worst. It's literally the worst.
It's
for
weird they wouldn't
involved.
Just open up, like, because there's like four floors, you know? Like, why wouldn't they just put it upstairs and like rooms?
It's because they have all like the press and like other panels upstairs. Yeah, which
it's just, they basically don't. They want to hide the people that make things.
We'll just hide you in the basement.
I think it's in the basement. It's shameful.
It's a little
inhumane. We just get Shibari pins down there.
You can smell like exhaust from trucks and stuff down there, too. Especially. During, so.
What I don't understand,
parking lot.
What I don't understand is like because there's so much space in West Hall. I mean, even like they have the cars and whatever not there, but like they could
it's a lot
make
of empty
it.
Space.
Yeah, it's like waste of space because they're just kind of giving them a lot of space and they could kind of squeeze it to fit Artist Alley in there.
Yeah, totally.
And then the Artist Alley people wouldn't die if it's like a bajillion degrees like it was last year.
Well, they didn't die this year.
They did fix that issue.
This year was also a very cool year. I think. What I did notice is how insane the Persona 5 line was all weekend.
Yeah, my booth was great catty-corn too. It's I saw all week.
Apparently, like, I talked to a couple of people today who were like, yeah, I waited in line for like 3 to 4 hours.
And it was
for
to
stuff.
Buy stuff.
Yeah,
it
to buy
anything
stuff.
For your or to play. Just and to buy Persona 5
yes.
goods.
And it was like that all 4 days.
Yeah,
but
that
was it as crazy as the Idol booth? Like, the Love Live and the other.
Oh, was that line long? I never saw anything.
Like the Anna Song line was pretty long. Okay. The Love Live line was pretty long. I usually go and play the Love Live because they give you free shit.
It looked pretty good at the first day. I could not wait in that line.
And they like some of the lines are like Good Smile. Like they'd cap their lines indoor and then had to have like an outside line, which was also capped at a certain point because there was just so many people. Apparently,
I mean, that's basically the theme of this AX was that there's just so many people.
Yeah, and well, apparently there were something like 300,000 people like turnstile count, not ticket count.
There's just no way that the Anaheim Convention Center, not Anaheim, the LA Convention Center can hold that many people.
Just
in just the
whole
way that
badge
built,
debacle
like,
too.
Yeah. So, and they're gonna, I guess they said
they're
ship
gonna
them
ship
next
them
year?
Next year.
They said that last year too, and they didn't do it.
Yeah,
he said that 2 years ago.
So if Speedja can get their shit together and mail them out, that would help everybody. Because at this point, the numbers, like after they came in, they're basically the San Diego Comic-Con of anime cons. Yeah. And it's just, there's no reason for them to have people wait in line for 6 hours to get a badge.
I mean,
but
Dragon
it's also,
does it, CCC does it, there's no reason.
It's just like, the whole thing though, is it's not even, LA Convention Center is not designed for that. Like, it's basically like 4,000 different parts becoming a convention right. center, and which is not like San Diego Comic Con or whatever. Right. It's just they need better facilities.
But speaking about that, Funimation had us out for their Destination Funimation mm-hmm. event, which was at Lucky Strike across the Convention Center. Very, very fun. Yeah. Thank you guys for
awesome
having
Funimation.
Us.
Awesome Funimation.
I heard the cool. parties
it
were
was dope. It was very, very fun. Hook. It was off the hook, and that's why we had these to give to you.
Yeah.
Yes. We are all out of time, guys. Next week, we'll be back next Tuesday
yes.
talking about...
We will be talking about Netflix's Castlevania, which is technically anime, guys. It's technically anime.
So thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us today on the show. Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere at Saltiest Hime.
And going down the line.
And then you can find me everywhere online at Yume Warlock.
And you can find me at Max Salts on everything.
You can find me at I Am Chubby Bunny, and you should join us tomorrow for a very special Twitch thing we're doing on my Twitch channel.
Yay!
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.